There are pearls and then there are pillars, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I would like to acknowledge my neighbors, Maryam and Gora Bichi. We first met when they bought a home. At that time, only Allah knew what was to happen. With tears in my eyes, I recall how things unraveled. First, my beloved son, 21 years of age, passed away. And Maryam, my neighbor's life, was taken over by supporting and helping me recover. During this period, she really was my pillar of strength. About a year later, my darling husband was then unfortunately diagnosed with cancer. This was a huge blow to my family. But once again, there was Maryam by my side. In the process, our car was stolen. My neighbors Maryam and Gora approached us and sent their green Mercedes for us to use indefinitely. I ask you, who would do that in today's time? The car was parked in my yard to use whenever necessary. Not a day was there a question of how the car was used and why the car was used. Besides that, Maryam cooked and was in and out of my house seeing to my visitors. About 4 months after my husband was diagnosed with cancer, he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This was a difficult period for me, but Maryam, my neighbor, was there during my iddat period every day. I used to look forward to her coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her. She would just sit and listen to all my concerns. The worry of losing my son, the grief of losing my husband, the financial difficulties I was experiencing, the loneliness I endured. She would just sit and listen and give me that shoulder to cry on. She was my rock during this period, a loving rock, a warm rock, a caring rock. As time went by, when my kids were getting married, there again were my neighbors Maryam and Gora helping out as usual. With my son and my husband having passed on, security is a great concern in my life. When I hear noises in the yard at 3 a.m. in the morning, I call Maryam from opposite. And without hesitation, they send their security to check on my yard. Ya Allah, who would do such a thing in today's time? Yet again, 2 months ago, my youngest daughter got married, alhamdulillah. There was Maryam with me to assist late at night, helping to make the rotis, helping to bake the pies, the last one to be at the hall. Why? Because this is the type of person she is, a caring person. Not only carrying the stuff, but seeing that the hall is emptied, seeing that all the necessary things are loaded and offloaded, seeing that the visitors that are coming to my house are comfortable, and also providing space in their yard so the visitors can park there. I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these angels that live opposite me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. Even when my daughter gave birth, once again, Maryam was there to assist. I will never be able to fully repay them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the BG family, Maryam and Gora. Submitted by Safura Mill. A man is called selfish not for pursuing his own good, but for neglecting his neighbors. Richard Whiteley.